feet. Knocks off number one Indiana.
Brent Spillane continues to be the hottest thing in college baseball.
The Illini win it over Ohio State 28-21 at the Horseshoe in Columbus.
Darren for the tie. He got it.
Oh,
he got it. 80-80.
Welcome to Husky Talk,
the Galloping Ghost Edition.
All right, enough of that. Yeah. My name is Anthony Pasquale with Patrick Catazone, and that was our attempt at being ghosts, because it's the gray ghost or gray Galloping Ghost Edition uniforms for Illinois this weekend. And that's about the only fun we're going to be having
on this episode.
On this episode.
So. I think mine was pretty bad. But you definitely sounded like a vampire or something like that.
Yeah, a little bit. Like, yeah, it was like your blood.
Yeah, that was.
Well, you know, it was a try. We'll get it better next year.
Yeah,
hopefully
next year.
The team's better too.
Yeah. On that note, let's get into this Wisconsin talk. The Illini are going to get smothered.
Yeah, this is the first time all year I'm going into this game not expecting to win even a little bit. I think Wisconsin is definitely the best team we're playing all year long. I think that going into the season and even now, this game on the schedule is the least winnable game. Wisconsin doesn't play bad on the road. They're ranked sixth in the nation, and their team is exactly what Illinois wants to be, and their team is the blueprint of how to beat Illinois. They have the best run game in college football, or one of the best, and a defense that stops the run and forces opposing quarterbacks to throw. That's the blueprint to beat Illinois.
Yeah.
Run the ball, which we suck at stopping the run, and force our quarterback to throw. If you stop us to run the ball, you're going to beat us. Plus, they're going to execute in every way possible, as they have in six games already.
Yeah, that's the thing is, like, this year, is this is just a different Wisconsin team. This is the best Wisconsin team I think I've ever seen, simply because Jack Cohn is that good this year. Like, their quarterback play, that was the one thing that's always been missing since that Rose Bowl team that they had with Russell Wilson, is that the running back play hasn't been good. Now they finally have it with Jack Cohn. That makes them that much better. And a Heisman running back again. You know, think back to all the guys they had before that.
Monty Ball, to name one of them. I mean, they're a traditionally good offensive line and running back type team. And Jonathan Taylor is just on another level. I mean, six games, 18 touchdowns. Are you kidding me? 18 touchdowns? That's crazy.
Unbelievable. And you know, TDs, I think they've only allowed four TDs this year, Wisconsin.
Well, I mean, four of their six games have been shutouts. They've absolutely destroyed every team they've played. They made Michigan look bad. They made Michigan State look bad. Let's see who they shut out. Shut out Michigan State, shut out Kent State. They shut out Florida and Central Michigan.
Yeah.
The lowest amount of points they've scored in this year is 24. And the highest amount of points they've given up is 15.
It's just wild that, like, this is like an actual, like, national champion, like, chip-worthy team. Like,
well, yeah,
this team will go against Ohio State.
It's going to depend who wins that game.
Yeah.
And that'll be who ends up in the playoff, I think.
Yeah, that one's going to be a fun one. Next week's going to be a lot of fun with the all those games and Ohio State. I mean, they'll probably play each other twice this year.
Yeah, most likely.
And whoever wins both those matchups, or at least the one at the end of the year, will be in the tournament.
Probably. Unless Ohio State pulls an Ohio State and loses a very winnable game somewhere else.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll do that this year. I think they're that good
as well. They're strong this year, very strong.
But, the shock, a lot of people, you know, when the article comes out, when we have our prediction articles, right before we get into ours, but, like, a lot of people have Illinois scoring a decent, including yourself, a decent amount of points. I don't think we'll score more than a touchdown. I'd be shocked if we scored more than a touchdown.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the offense will score a little bit, but I still have them losing by, like, 20. So, I don't know what to say, really. This team is just better than Illinois in every facet. They're better coached. They have more talent. They have a better offensive line, better run game, better quarterback, better defense, and they probably have a better special teams, too. So, This one, I mean, it's tough, but it just, it doesn't look good for Illinois.
Here's a question. Do you think Illinois will ever get to this kind of level of success?
No. Well, not in our time. No, not in the next 10 years, I'd say. But that's really not the goal right now. The goal is to become like a Nebraska or a Minnesota, a team that like isn't great. They'll have some great years, but they make it to a bowl game almost every year. That's what we want. Just because getting into a bowl and winning it can define a season much more than, you know, losing 63-0 to Iowa. Like, it's, that is so much more positive than what we've had. So I guess that's got to be the goal from here on out.
Yeah, I agree with that. I would like to say this too. Like, you know, I think we'll make it there with Lovie? No, but
no way.
Potentially if we hire the next guy, I think could.
Yeah.
I think the big thing with Illinois, and like this is why Wisconsin's so good, is they recruit fantastic offensive linemen. Like, if Illinois, in the hotbed that Illinois is recruiting, can recruit the best offensive linemen in the state, we would be one of the best teams in the Big Ten. That's basically what Wisconsin does.
Yeah. They hire the biggest, best guys to block, and they make their running backs look so good. And then you get a capable quarterback, and all of a sudden this team is a national championship contender.
Yeah, and here's another thing, too, I want to throw out, because I think this is also important. But Paul Christ played at Wisconsin. You know, he was the quarterback at Wisconsin. He was one of the guys. Look at Nebraska, Scott Frost. Like,
mm-hmm.
We just don't have those guys who have coached yet and are waiting to come back and rebuild a Wisconsin team. I mean, Wisconsin's basically been the same since Barry Alvarez, but like, this is a guy who's taken up the next reins and being that guy. I don't know if Illinois has that kind of person.
Yeah, I don't know either. Like you said, a former quarterback. I mean, I don't see Juice coming back to coach. Like, I just don't see that happening. But you mentioned Nebraska, so I want to take a jump really quick. Illinois is going to be opening the 2021 season against Nebraska in Ireland.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I'm not a big fan. It's going to be week zero. It's going to be one of the first games they play all year against Nebraska. They take away a home game. The good thing is, what I hope they do is they move that Thanksgiving game up a week, if you know what I mean.
No, they already said they're giving us the bye November 13th week. The Thanksgiving game will stay the same, and we just get a second bye earlier in the season.
I don't like that. See, that's what I don't like. Like,
I just think going to another country to play your sport is really cool. I think there's a lot of ties between Illinois and Chicago and Ireland. That all makes sense to me. Not a huge fan of giving up the home game, but we saw the way Nebraska invaded Memorial Stadium when we played them this year. It's not really a home game in that sense. And hopefully by then you can get some national prowess, you know, have a big spotlight game to start the season to maybe win it and be like, hey, Illinois is back, something mm-hmm. like that. Like, that's the goal of this. I think that's where Whitman's head is. So I know a lot of fans might not like it, but I think for the team and the university, it's a good move.
Yeah. I disagree. I actually think it's a bad move. I think you're taking games out of, you know, fans' hands. I think that's like, think about like, why do we stop doing the Big Ten game in Chicago? Like, I feel like that was just like, we wanted to play those at home for the, you know, the students and everyone. But like, and on top of it, like, why is it a team that like we should have done it with Northwestern if that's what we wanted to do, because we got to get rid of that Thanksgiving game so that it looks like we actually have fans. Like, students don't go to that game because we're all home.
Yeah, and you can't expect students to. You know, right. You don't go home for 3 months, 4 months, and the first time you get home, you got to go back and watch Illinois lose to Northwestern. Nobody wants to do that. And the only reason Northwestern gets that attendance is because Chicago is much closer to Northwestern than it is to Champaign when those two teams face off. But, I mean, it all comes down to, you know, with attendance, how good the team is, too. Like, nobody wants to watch a crappy team play.
Mm-mm. No, I wholeheartedly agree. And on that note, too, I just want to throw out the one guy I think who might come back and lead Illinois to a national champion, Nathan Shielhouse, the head coach. Just kidding. I don't know.
Does he coach right now?
Yeah, he's running back coach at Iowa State. He's actually doing really well.
So he'd be head coach, Rod's still offensive coordinator, you think?
No, he couldn't coach. Nathan Shelaz could not coach for the next 10 years. He still needs a lot more experience.
Oh, I thought you were saying the immediate replacement.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, in the future, he's definitely an option.
Yeah, probably.
Down the road, like
I mean, okay, I'll ask you this. Who on the team right now
could come back and coach?
In, like, 10, 15 years could come back and coach?
I don't know. I don't know if there's any player that, like...
bleeds Illinois?
Yeah, not necessarily that, but, like, that wants to go into coaching and, like, has... I think he needs success at a program to come back and coach it. And I don't think we're there yet.
Yeah.
The other guy I would throw out there is Terry Hawthorne. I think he's probably going to get a job at U of I sooner or later. The former cornerback who coaches at East St. Louis right now. Like, I definitely can see him coming back and being part of the program.
He'll get into college pretty soon.
Yeah. As long as he wants to leave, because he really likes the job at East St. Louis, but he's another guy I'd throw out there too.
My opinion on the question I just asked, I think of all the guys on the team right now, Jake Hansen would probably be the best bet, just because of the way he leads that defense seems, and the constant praise he gets from coaches mm-hmm. makes me think he could be a good coach. And he had some things to say about this weekend's game against Wisconsin and his time at Illinois as a whole. So here's Jake Hansen.
So, Jake, you guys obviously have your work cut out for you this week, going up against one of the best rush offenses in the country. What are the keys to kind of shutting them down?
I think the keys are really to just match their physicality. If we can be as physical as them and be gap sound, I think we have a good shot with them.
And you mentioned after the Michigan game, you know, they put their pants on just like we do. Is that the same kind of mentality for this week?
Yeah, of course. And they have a great back in Jonathan Taylor, but like I said, he's human. Everyone does the same. We all wake up in the morning and do the same thing. So any given Saturday, I think anything can happen. So I think if we can match their physicality, it'll be a good game for us.
Gotcha.
Homecoming, obviously, this week. Is it just kind of an extra push with the alumni in town and more excitement?
Yeah, homecoming is always a great week. All your friends are in town that maybe have graduated. Alumni that are coming back. It's really exciting and something that you definitely want to play for.
Mm-hmm. The Ireland trip, obviously, you won't be here there, but is it still exciting to kind of see your teammates be giving this opportunity?
Yeah, I'll be following them when they're out there, and I don't think I'll – obviously, hopefully I'm not – hopefully I'm too busy to make that trip by then, but I'm real excited for them, for sure.
What's been your highlight in an Illinois uniform? Obviously, we're assuming that going to Ireland is going to be some of those players' highlights. What's been it for you?
My highlights in Illinois, I think beating the crap out of Minnesota was pretty fun last year. I remember it was a moment in the game where the crowd was cheering real loud, and I was like, man, this is what you do it for right here. Just being with people in the locker room, and the relationships I've made here are ones that I'll never forget. So,
and what can you guys do to get back to that point where you're beating the crap out of teams like Minnesota?
I think it's doing things like we were in that third quarter against Michigan, or through that whole second half. I think we locked down and played some really good football then. And being more physical and consistent like that, I think that'll be it for us. All right.
Thanks to Jake for that interview. So, his favorite thing about being Illinois was beating the crap out of Minnesota.
And that game was awesome. That's my favorite game I've ever seen.
Me too, but why can't we just do that?
On a consistent basis? I wish we could.
Me too. Maybe next year.
We'll see who's the head coach next year. On that note, let's, before we finish off the podcast, get into some predictions, game predictions. Do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
I'll go first. I think Illinois wins this one. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to do that this time. For the fourth game in a row now, Illinois will give up almost or over 300 yards rushing, just rushing, and they will give up 40 or more points. I've got Wisconsin winning it 42-23. I do have Illinois scoring a little bit more than most people do. I think they might try to tease us a little bit with a good first quarter, keep it close, but Wisconsin's a much better team than Illinois, and they'll take this one pretty handily.
Yeah, Wisconsin's. I'd be surprised if Illinois scores more than one touchdown in this game. I say 56-7, Wisconsin. We talked about it. They have everything.
Everything that we're not and everything that we want to be. They Wisconsin is the blueprint for how
Illinois should be.
See if this makes sense. Wisconsin is the blueprint for how Illinois would be if they were good. Because they have the same game plan. Run the ball, control the clock, stop the run, force turnovers. Like, that's Illinois in a nutshell, but Wisconsin's doing it correctly. They're doing it right, and they're 6-0 because of it, about to be 7.
Yeah. So that'll wrap up this podcast. For Anthony Pasquale, I am Patrick Catazon. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, Grey Ghost Edition, Oski Talk. Hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you tune in every Monday and Thursday for new episodes, and hopefully the Illini won't embarrass us too much this week. Thanks for listening.